Good morning, survivors, and welcome to Mercury, a broadcast of hope. I'm Max O'Brien, and it's day 505 since we came back on the air. Listeners, I have to tell you, I feel really refreshed today. I went to Deerfield, the community that's not far from here. Yeah, I went there yesterday and played some tabletop games, and it was the best thing. The walk there and back was long and cold, but it kept me awake and alert and safe from zombies. Getting outside and having a definite destination was great. So many of our supply runs are just wandering around trying to figure out where we haven't been before, because at this point, all of the familiar locations are pretty much cleaned out. A stray scrap of towel or maybe a random plastic bag, but all of the really useful stuff is gone. It's an interesting reminder of how industrialized we'd gotten before the zombies rose up. Everything could get replaced because of the huge manufacturing infrastructure. Now that that's been gone for a while, we're definitely feeling its loss. But that's not what I wanted to talk with all of you about today. What I wanted to talk about was the gaming session. It was pretty standard. The party had to go raid the castle, find the secret room, grab the loot, and get back home. I think the game master was kind of just phoning it in, to be honest. But as we got into the castle dungeons and started encountering the monsters we were going to fight, it occurred to me what we weren't fighting. Zombies. There were orcs and goblins and trolls and a really lost Sasquatch, plus pixies and banshees and lots of other standard stuff, but no zombies. I asked the game master about it, and he just shrugged and said, "We fight those in real life. This is supposed to be a fantasy game." I mean, he had a point. I just think it's interesting what a real zombie apocalypse has done to pop culture. First, it's pretty astounding that we still have anything that could be called pop culture, but people gotta find some way of distracting themselves, right? But more to my point, zombies used to stand for something. Mostly fear, but it could be fear of anything. Fear of the unknown other, fear of radiation and atomic power, fear of disease, fear of corruption. They can also be a stand-in for any of the monsters or demons that we encounter in our daily lives. Depression, alcoholism, domestic abuse, bigotry. You name a sin, and the zombie can represent it in some way. They're really flexible monsters. Compare that against other monsters like vampires and werewolves. They just don't measure up. And so now we're in a situation where we have real zombies shambling around, and nobody wants to think of them as a metaphor anymore. It would be like trying to have a moose stand in for uncontrolled anger, or an earthworm for an eating disorder. I mean, technically, those could stand up, but it just loses something, you know? So what's going to replace the zombie in pop culture? Will we get an all-new monster that someone will make up? Will it have the same history and street cred as zombies? I mean, zombies have an entire Haitian culture they were built on. Not to mention several highly influential movies and decades of popularity. Are we going to have to go through all that again just to get another monster that represents some of our darkest fears? Or will existing monsters get redefined? Or will we get a whole panoply of monsters, one for each of the things that zombies used to be able to represent all on their own? It would be a kind of reverse monotheism, where we went from having one god to a whole pantheon instead of the other way around. I'm honestly not sure what my point here is, and we should probably have had Agnes on the show today since she's the literature expert, although she's never shown an interest in commenting on the zombies' place in literature. I think she's still in a little bit of denial about a few aspects of this situation. But it doesn't matter, because today she and Dr. Clark went to Deerfield to play games since I went yesterday. It's a big responsibility trying to keep this show on the air every day. Maybe we should get Jennifer or Anna to do the show for us for a day or two so that all three of us can get over to Deerfield. Might have to talk to him about that. But I digress. Sorry, listeners, but my brain is just all over the place today. Probably something to do with my time outside yesterday. Really gave me time to think. At any rate, if you have any ideas for how we can replace this zombie-shaped hole we suddenly have in our pop culture, send your ideas on over. We'll be glad to hear about them. Until tomorrow, though, this has been Max O'Brien for Mercury, a broadcast of hope. Take care of each other.